And it started.
We're here.
Where?
In Colorado. You're no longer on a cruise ship cruising around Europe.
Oh, that was so amazing.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back to Wrinkled Sheets.
You know what I haven't asked you?
What's that?
Are you happy to be home?
You haven't asked me that today or how many times yesterday?
I know that I get annoying to you.
Huh?
I know that I annoy you, but I have the best of intentions.
I know you do. That's why I forgive you.
You're easily annoyed.
No, I just, if I answer a question, I answer a question, and then you turn around, do you miss me? I believe I just answered that.
I'm sorry. I like to hear it.
I know.
Should I only tell you I love you once a month? And I wouldn't have to say it every day because you know it's true. It's nice to hear it, isn't it?
Yeah. But I am back.
And so how was your trip?
It was very beautiful. I have never been to... what is something wrong with your headphones?
There's a little buzzing. It's all good.
Okay. What kind of buzzing? I'm not hearing a buzz at all.
It's probably my headphones.
Okay.
Yeah. So...
I was in...
Do you want to test it?
No, not okay. Right now.
You were in Turkey and Greece?
I was going to say, yes, I was in Santorini, Greece, which was a beautiful, beautiful island.
Mm-hmm.
It's where James Otto, the country singer, told me he went on his honeymoon when
Very
I posted
nice.
Pictures of it. But it looks like a snow-capped mountain. When you first see it, it looks like a snow, because everything is built on the very top of the hill. And everything is white. For whatever reason, in Greece, they've decided everything needs to be white. So if you go to Mykonos, Greece, all the houses are white with blue shutters. So I don't know how you get that to happen. I don't know what kind of HOA it takes to say...
What kind of fines if you paint your shutters red?
Right. But I said, I'm going to open a paint store. And John paid the other comic up with it, goes, well, that'd be stupid. I go, and I'd only sell white. That'd make a crap load of money.
That's smart.
And do you want white or do you want white? Would you like this white or the off-white? Do you want white?
Isn't there a commercial that's being played right now? Like, oh, but that's about vanilla ice cream. Never mind.
What is that?
It's about how there's so many types of vanilla ice cream. And she's like, well, what kind do you have? And he's like, well, we only have... this kind of vanilla, but there's this kind of vanilla, this kind of vanilla, this kind of vanilla, this kind of vanilla. It's kind of funny.
What kind of vanilla did they say?
I don't remember. Vanilla bean or something, maybe.
That's only the vanilla I could think of. Vanilla bean.
There's like
homemade vanilla,
French vanilla. There's like different kinds of vanilla. I bet if you Google, don't look at me like I'm dumb. Are you happy to be back?
Did you miss me?
Wow. I'm happy that you're back. And yes, I did miss you. It was very lonely.
Okay. Yeah, they, what else? I forgot what I was going to say.
Paint.
Paint. No, not vanilla. God, you got me distracted. Vanilla. I love vanilla.
It's my
That's
sexiness.
My favorite. That's my favorite of all. And people always go, why do you get that? Because I got vanilla gelato when I was in Italy. And vanilla, it just is good.
Chocolate's always good.
Not always.
Huh?
Chocolate can have some weird aftertaste sometimes.
Hmm.
You've never had a chocolate that you go, something's just not quite
Dark
right?
Dark chocolate. Yeah. I found the different types of vanilla.
Okay.
Are you ready? Bourbon.
Google, bitches.
All right. Different types of vanilla is bourbon vanilla.
Uh-huh.
Mexican vanilla. Tahitian vanilla. French vanilla.
Does it describe them, or are you just...
Yes, but do you want me to...
Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay. And those are the types of vanilla.
That's it?
Yeah.
I think they left out French vanilla and
I just said French vanilla.
You did?
What's homemade vanilla?
Google homemade vanilla. Because that is one of the flavors that I've seen at the store that I go, I love homemade vanilla. There's a certain homemade flavor, kind of like if you go to Chick-fil-A and you get ice dream... That fake stuff that tastes just like homemade churned vanilla ice cream. And I don't know why you keep putting the dog up there, because all it does is get in trouble. The dog
How to make vanilla extract, homemade vanilla. You make it at home. So it's a type of vanilla that you make.
But you can buy it in the store.
Yeah. So you make your own vanilla flavoring. That's basically what you do. You take the vanilla bean and Isn't it crazy that vanilla comes from a bean?
No, coffee comes from a bean.
I know.
But green comes from a bean.
Green?
Yeah, there's green beans, isn't there?
Oh, Butterfly just wanted to cuddle with you.
I know, and the cat, let's back up and talk to this story.
Rewind.
We're about to do the podcast. You're holding the annoying dog. And
she's not annoying.
Very. And then she wanted to get on the table, and you let her up on the table where all the equipment is, and
I'm always getting in trouble with you.
She's over here trying to get on my keyboard, so I sent her back toward you, and because I had the cat in my lap. Well, the dog falls off your lap, and I hear,
because my cell phone was on my lap and fell off my lap after her, and
so then when she's dog goes, the cat freaks and claws inside of my leg as it jumps off my lap.
It's a chain reaction.
And so now I'm sitting here. You know that little sting you get from a cat scratch? That little bit of a...
You'll be okay.
I know.
Throw some dirt on it. You'll be okay.
They put some dirt on it. What's that mean?
I don't know.
I know. My grandparents always just put some dirt on it. Walk it off.
Walk it off. Walk it off. So what was your favorite part about your trip?
Grease.
That's it? Just Grease?
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Did you watch the movie? Or was it the country? What about the country?
Country.
Okay.
The country. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Grease the movie?
Oh.
Wow. Are you okay?
No, the dog just farted. Seriously.
Super.
God.
What was your favorite part about Grease? Let's narrow this down.
Santorini, the island that had all the houses on top.
And that was your favorite part. You were talking about it, but you didn't say, this was my favorite part.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Someone's cranky.
That was my favorite part with the houses on the top. But you have to take a gondola ride up to the top or walk. Or you have to take donkeys. They have hundreds of donkeys that people ride all the way
And there's
to the
a lot
top.
Of donkey poop.
Poop. Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere donkey poop. The island is called, I think, the Island of Wild Donkeys or something like that. But you can buy all these donkey things.
Will they bite
you? Donkey souvenirs. Some of them will, because as you walk by them, they have like bird cages over their mouth, so they can't bite you.
So those obviously bit someone in the past.
Obviously, yeah. And so you can walk down this really, 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 really long thing of steps. And there's donkeys spread out all the way. And I just kept petting the donkeys all the way down.
Aw. Yeah. How many steps?
I don't know.
You didn't count them?
No. Thousands. I mean, it's like a half a mile or more, if not.
Wow.
Just
I think I've
forever.
Seen those in movies, right? In my
Bound to.
Yeah.
Bound to. And it was just
my big fat Greek wedding.
Poop all the way down. So then you get to the ship, and when you get to the ship, they always want you to stick your hands out, so they put Purell on your hands.
To sanitize them.
To sanitize it. And not one thing about the donkey poop on your shoes. Not so you your hands, and you get on the ship, and I'm thinking, my shoes are nastier than my hands.
Ew, was it like when you step in mud and it was coming out the sides?
Sometimes.
Ew. Did you wash them before bringing
exactly,
them home?
Huh? No, I got them on right now. Same shoes. It smelt exactly like the stock show.
Oh, that's gross.
That's what the stairs smelled like.
What's the stock show for people that don't know what the stock show is?
The rodeo. It smelled like the rodeo.
There you go.
And it would smell like, what else was, it got described as, a barn.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What, just has that hay thing. Poopy hay. Poopy hay.
Hey.
Hey, poopy hay.
Well, I'm glad you're home. You're going back.
On the 20th.
In 10 days.
Right.
Who's counting?
I'm not counting at all.
And where are you
I'm
going
paying
this
the bills.
Time?
I'm going to Rome. Going back to...
The same exact route you just did? I thought when you were telling about it before you went to this last trip, you said it was different.
Yeah, it is. I don't know what it is, though. I know I'm flying to Rome and doing a lot of the same things. But the trip is different because different people.
Gotcha. Who's going this
I
time?
I have no idea.
Okay. You know, you missed a lot of good television because fall starts new TV and you missed a lot of good stuff.
What did I miss?
Robin Williams is in a new show, The Crazy Ones.
Did you watch it?
I did.
And how bad
Both
was
episodes,
it?
Both episodes. I loved it.
Really?
Yes.
But you
I loved
liked
Sarah
The Trophy
Michelle.
Wife.
Obviously, it's okay that you're gone because there's lots of television shows that I enjoy and you just really could care less about. Like Nashville, which was on last night, and I'm excited to watch that tonight. It's really good a season, but I deleted all the ones before because you
Why?
Don't care
I didn't
about
see it
Nashville.
Yet.
You don't care about Nashville.
I do.
You made fun of it.
I know, but doesn't mean I don't want to watch it.
But you really hate The Trophy Wife.
Yeah, it's really bad.
I think it's adorable. I love that actress. I don't know her name, but I have seen her in a lot of things, and I think she's adorable. Her and Hayden Panettiere, they could be sisters with Miranda in my head.
Really?
Yes, they all remind me of each other. Blonde cuties.
Well, yeah, she's cute, but it's the show is so poorly written.
Oh. See, as a TV viewer, and I have no insight into that world or business, I like it. But you have too much insight.
I don't have that much insight. I just know that people don't really talk like that. Oh. And it's kind of annoying to me when they try to make people sound like they talk in one-liners all the time.
But you like Two Broke Girls.
Yeah.
They do that.
Not as bad as this did. At least the writing is better. I hate when they try to make things sound like it's a joke. Just because you deliver it, that doesn't mean it's funny.
And Fat Amy's in a new show, which I'm sure you probably won't like.
Who?
It's really good. Fat Amy.
Oh.
From.
Yeah, I saw. No, I don't think so.
I like that. There's lots of good shows. And you miss Miley Cyrus on Saturday Night Live?
No, I don't think I missed that either, because there hadn't been a good Saturday Night Live.
I typically watch Saturday Night Live.
And you know that I absolutely, I'm like totally almost disgusted by Miley Cyrus.
I was too, but I really think, if I think about what she's done, I think she's being very smart. She has successfully transitioned from Hannah Montana. She is not, no one associates her with Hannah Montana anymore. She
did that a long time ago, though.
No, she tried, and I think it's taken all of this drasticness to really, like, she's definitely not even close to Hannah Montana anymore.
Okay, what is she now, though?
She is Miley. She's just being Miley.
Really? You don't find that disgusting? You don't find the whole, look at me, look at this, look at my tongue's out.
She's a 20-year-old girl that has the world at her fingertips. And at least, you know, she's not doing like shaving her head like Britney Spears.
She did. Her side of her head is shaved.
But not. She did it out of style, not out of craziness. She's not, you know, claiming to be bipolar and having to get conservative.
No, but she's saying she's had a stroke.
She was joking.
I know, but now the Stroke Association is all up in arms about the fact that she's making jokes about stroke, because there's nothing funny about strokes.
That's true. My mother had a stroke. She's fine now, but it was just a joke.
I wish somebody would tell her to put her freaking tongue back in her mouth.
It's just a joke.
And she also said that people over 40 don't have sex anymore.
To Matt Lauer on the Today Show.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And they were joking about it on the Today Show the day after.
They were.
Like, this has gone viral. Matt, how's your sex life? He's like, well, according to Miley, non-existent.
Well, Suzanne Somers.
I got to say, I know she's having sex every day.
Every day.
And I'm jealous.
She's 66 years old, and she says that she and her husband have sex every day. And so Miley is wrong about that and needs to put her tongue back in her freaking mouth.
Right. Right. What else is going on in the world? The Bruce Jenner and Kris Jenner have separated after 20-something years.
And you can't tell by looking at them if they're shocked or not.
Because of Botox.
That's right.
That whole
he looks like
is
an
crazy.
Old woman now.
He really does. He told some photographers to F off.
Did he really?
Yeah, when they confronted him on the golf course about his separation, he's like, F off.
He said that?
Yes.
F off?
Yeah, but he used the full word.
Oh.
Sorry. I try. I try to be cool. I'm just not.
Son of a biscuit banana.
Son of a banana. I've gotten better.
Have you?
I think so.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. I think cursing is unsexy.
Oh, you do?
I do. I know. For women.
Oh, okay.
You don't cuss around me. We talked about this, how you get on stage and you cuss like a sailor. You're around people. You're around people, and you cuss like a sailor. But you don't really cuss around me. Out of the two of us, I think I cuss more.
You do.
And I don't like that about me. But I
try not to do it around women and children.
And that's awesome.
Unless I'm working, because I figure the stage and club is a completely different thing. And even on the ships, where I've been doing the Sin City Comedy Club, where you're allowed to do just your stand-up act, it's amazing how many older people come up to me and say what a great time they had. Like, I got a standing ovation one night.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And they come up and talk to me about, you know, that was great, that was funny, it was so great to see a comic, you know, with, you know, make it relatable. And so I think it's the how you use it. I think it's like Carlin said about seasoning food. You know, it's like
Carlin,
George Carlin.
Okay, pepper, and what did he say?
He said language is like the cooking, which is like seasoning. Ah. You know, using harsher language sometimes just punctuates and.
That's interesting. I definitely see that it adds some flavor to your stand-up, but I think you could definitely do it without it.
Sometimes it's the absolute punchline, though.
Right. Then you leave those jokes out.
Not all the time.
Right. Right. So what else is new? We got a new operating system on our phones.
Yeah, it screwed up everything. Thank you, Apple.
And I feel like everyone is different in the issues that they've had. It's not been uniform across the board.
Like, what?
My phone is super slow and the battery drains like a mother.
Yes, it does.
You have had, like, charging issues. Mm-hmm.
I had the touch screen wasn't working. Like, you get your hand close to the screen, it would wiggle. It would start wiggling and jump around. And you'd touch an icon, and it would actually fire off the one next to it.
See, that's crazy. And then I've heard some people, like, whole contact groups got deleted. It's just nuts.
So I go to the Apple Store today.
Yes.
Because I was my charging case, you know, my extra battery, and it's a case and everything. It doesn't work with this new operating system. So I go to talk to the geniuses at the Apple.
Right.
And
2 hour wait.
Well, they told me it would be a 2 hour wait to get in. But I said, look, here's the only problem. Let me just ask you this question. Okay. And I said, the case is not operating, you know, won't charge my phone. And he's like, well, is it what kind of case is it? Who makes it? I go, I don't know. I ordered it off the internet from China, and it doesn't freaking work. It worked before. It worked for months up until the update. And I said, even my boombox at home won't charge the little, you know, the Panasonic one next to the bed. And he goes, oh. I go, has this been a regular complaint of people? No.
See, I'm telling
you. Yeah, it has been, but it has been. I put on Facebook, has anybody had this problem with the charging? And everybody's like, yeah, my cord.
Put my phone into my radio thing at work that you got me, and it works fine.
See, it's weird.
It's nothing uniform. Not everyone is having the same issue, which freaks me out. Like, I don't, like, if I were Apple, I would be freaking out. Like, what's up?
You would think a corporation, company, whatever the word is I'm looking for, would just, especially this big, like Apple, would just totally have it right before they ship it.
Right. We miss Steve Jobs.
We miss Steve Jobs.
Yes. Are we going to watch that movie?
When it comes on paper, when it comes on TV? Yeah.
We're not going to go see it?
No, it's already come and gone.
Oh. Oops. I missed it.
That's how well it did.
Oopsie.
That's how good what's his face from two men and a baby.
I love Ashton Kutcher. I think he's just cute.
And yeah, but you like Miley Cyrus. What happened? You were all kind of like, that's so wrong, and now you're kind of on her side.
I'm appreciating her ability to evolve. That's how Madonna has stayed relevant. She's evolved. And everyone back in the day was like, oh my God, what is Madonna doing? She's such a whore. She's a disgrace. Huh, what are people saying about Miley Cyrus? She's a disgrace.
Oh, so she's basically just doing Madonna's act.
She's No, the key to staying relevant is you reinvent yourself. You don't use the same jokes all however long you've been doing the comedy thing. You create new jokes. You reinvent to make things relevant, right?
Yeah. But, but I don't do it in such a disgusting, I'm an idiot manner.
Right. And they said that, you know, they people were dogging Elvis when he was wiggling his hips on stage, saying how disgusting and foul that was. Mm-hmm. The Beatles, when they came out, there was controversy. Every generation has had artists.
So what changed your mind that got you? You are obviously defending now more than...
You left me alone to think.
Uh-huh.
And I had thought, I'm just like, and watching her on SNL, I'm like, wow. Yeah, it's not like watching when Britney was on SNL or Lindsay Lohan, and you're like, they're just train wrecks that are covered up in makeup and clothes and being told what to say. You could tell Miley was just like, this is me. I'm 20 years old. F you, you know?
Huh.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay. If you think she's a fine role model for
I'm not saying she's
kids.
A fine role model. Madonna was not a fine role model. They're artists. They're expressing themselves.
Yeah, if you think that's okay.
Well. I'm not saying it's okay. I just respect the fact that I'm not going to go out and do that. No, but that's just how I feel.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. I just was like, when I left, you were like, yeah, you're right. That's disgusting. Rubbing her ass like that and using the foam finger. And what's the deal with her tongue? Now you're like, well, you know, she's just sort of just.
She's being Miley. Yep. Sorry. I know you don't agree with me, but that's the thing about the world.
It's because it's Billy Ray's daughter.
No, it's not even that. I kind of think he's a freaking idiot. It comes out and he says stuff that just makes him look dumber and dumber each time.
Well, he's evolving.
No, he's not. I think his brain cells are decreasing. With every tattoo he gets.
Has he gotten more?
Oh my gosh, he's covered.
Really?
He's covered in tattoos. Back when Achy Breaky, I think there was maybe a couple. Now he's all tribaled up.
Doesn't he have some son that's just a total...
Like all over his face.
Like...
I think it's Brayson Chance.
His face is tattooed and stuff too, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And Miley has a bunch of tattoos. I don't agree with tattoos. That's forever. Even Pink came out and said, she's about my age, she's in her early 30s, and she's like, you know, one thing I regret is tattoos. It's kind of hard to be a serious mom, and she's now gotten into some acting, and mm-hmm. kind of hard to be taken seriously when you got these stupid tattoos that can't go anywhere.
She said that?
Yeah. Yeah. If she had one regret in life, it's all of her tattoos.
I didn't notice she had a lot. But
she doesn't have as many as Billy Ray, but she's got...
She didn't have any face tattoos.
No face tattoos.
She didn't have
got
a neck,
face.
Neck tattoo, does she?
I don't know. I don't want to say yes or no. I don't remember. I like her music.
I do, too. What did I say that out loud?
Out loud.
Wow.
On the podcast.
I do like Pink stuff, though.
She's got some, like, in-depth...
She's got a good voice.
Yeah.
And she chooses some good songs.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know.
What?
It's just because it's Pink, and she's so... Another empowerment song.
I love her.
Every woman's song now is so empowerment. Katy Perry.
Roar.
What happened to just... singing songs about
somewhere over the rainbow.
Yeah, just good songs. Just sing. Now they're all like, "F you, dude. I don't need you. I'll be fine. My dream goes on." Whatever. Just all these.
I think a lot of these songs are written when they've gotten their heart broken, and people can relate to that. They get their heart broken. People have had heartbreak.
Right, but write a nice heartbreak song, not like, "Screw you. I can make it without you. I don't need your bullshit." You know,
there's stages of grief, and I think a lot of songs are written in that anger stage.
Women are angry right now, aren't they? There's just a
I'm
lot
not
of
angry.
You are, you're angry at me right now.
I am not angry with you
because I think Miley's a tramp, and you
and you text
just,
too much.
And you think I text too much? You do?
No.
Is that why you sent me that podcast today? You need
no.
to listen to this.
No, I said this really hit home.
See, that's what that's the word you use, but I saw it. Says like, you really need to listen to this.
Well, it's just how communicating, we don't really talk on the phone. Like, if you call me, uh-huh. something is freaking wrong.
Well, it's really hard to call when I don't really have service when
I'm not
in
talking
Europe.
About when you're in Europe.
Okay.
I'm talking about outside of Europe. You've done two trips to Europe. And we don't call each other. We text each other.
Yeah.
But maybe we should take the time to call each other more.
Should I call you at work?
I will answer if I'm available.
See? But if a text, you'll get that.
When I'm available. It's the same thing. That's why sometimes I don't respond immediately, because I'm away from my desk, or I'm on the phone, or...
Hmm. Hmm.
You just don't, and because that phone becomes a barrier in your relationship.
A barrier?
Yeah.
It does?
If you listen to the podcast, I'm regurgitating.
I listened to the whole thing. I was like, she's trying to tell me something. It she doesn't want me to text anymore.
Because you're not, no, I, never mind.
No, go ahead, explain.
It is a barrier of communication. Like, people aren't real because, like he said, there's a way that you communicate when you're in person looking at each other, and then there's a way that you communicate when you're texting or emailing.
Right. But we don't ever, according to what this podcast was, and I can't remember the name of it, what's the...
One. That's relationship.
But it was saying that you shouldn't have important conversations.
Right.
Like, I don't ever text you and go, I don't think our sex life's great. That's what they were saying on the...
But you'll say it on the podcast. What?
No, yeah, but I'm joking. But that's what they said on the podcast.
Like, it's called One Extraordinary Marriage.
So, but they're talking about how people shouldn't have deep conversations. And we don't do that over text.
We don't have deep conversations in general. We kind of,
what?
We avoid the deepness. Have you noticed that? We kind of keep it light and flaky.
Like a good fish.
There you go.
Our relationship is like good red lobster fish, light and flaky.
Anyway, did you?
What did you mean by?
We don't light? Really tackle like right now. We just talked about Miley Cyrus, and you looked at me and talked to me like I was just a complete idiot for changing my mind. You're like, where did this come from?
Where did it come
you
from?
You freaking idiot! And we don't talk about stuff like that because I don't like confrontation. I don't want you to get mad at me.
So we keep it fishy.
Yeah, we keep it fishy.
Light and flaky.
And I think we should not do that.
What?
Keep it fishy.
You don't want to keep it fishy? Or
no,
you do?
I think we should talk about more serious stuff.
Like what?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about? I don't know.
Where did this come from?
It went down the road. Where did it went? It came from that podcast. I was listening to it and I was like, we need to talk more.
We talk all the time. We talk on this podcast. We talk... We talk while we watch TV. Well, you talk while we watch TV. And
wow, I paused the TV last night several times when I wanted to talk to you.
Uh-huh. And then you had to go back. And like, what'd they say? I don't know. Let's go back.
You were gone for freaking 2 weeks. And you expect me to not want to talk to you?
You could text me if you need some.
Why don't I just old school it and fax you?
Well,
that's why we have a home phone.
That's the only reason we have a home
phone. I know that. Actually, it also wakes me up when I'm sleeping.
Yeah, why don't we tell that story?
I'm fine. I understand that.
I have been gone for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. I was freaking excited. I called him as soon as I got off work when he was already in the U.S. And I was like, I'm so excited.
And I said, you want me to take a cab? Because it'll be late when I get in. You're like, no, I won't.
I'm going to take a nap.
I'm going to take a nap and I'll pick you up at the airport. And guess what?
I slept through my alarm clock, and you had to call me.
I waited an hour and a half at the airport.
I'm so sorry. I must have been pretty tired. But you were smart and called the house phone, because that phone never, ever freaking rings.
I text you, are you awake? I called your phone, are you awake? And then I called the house phone, and I know it has the giant...
It totally woke me up. And I look over at time and I'm like, oh no! So I immediately start walking and dialing your number. And
you were so like, hey, how are you? I guess plan didn't work out well. That was your word. Hey, I guess this plan didn't work out well, but I'm on my way. You weren't even like... You weren't even in apology mode, or you were just like, hey, if I try to act like it's all good, maybe we won't have a discussion about it.
I was still asleep, I think.
Okay, look, hey, I'm on my way.
You made me sound like I'm from that 70s show. Hey, man. Were you mad?
But it's all good. I'm on my way.
Were you mad?
No.
I apologized a million times.
Oh, I knew immediately. I knew it 30 minutes that there was going to be a problem.
She's not texting me back.
Yeah. Because I text you, and then I was like 30 minutes later because I was sitting messing with my phone just waiting. And I'm like, wait a minute. Well, that's been 30 minutes. I ought to call. And then after the cell phone, I thought, well, you didn't answer. Well, maybe you're in a bad zone. And then
I'll call the house phone. That was awesome. Good thinking. I picked you up and brought you home, went straight to bed. I got 10 hours of sleep in total.
And I've been suffering from jet lag like crazy.
Yeah. How you feeling now? Are you ready to take on the weekend?
I'm tired. I'm tired.
So is tomorrow going to be another stay in bed all day day?
No, but it might be a go to bed early day. See, because it's a the big difference is it's like 9 hours. I spent a week 9 hours different than it was right now, and that was like you get home and you're like, it's 2 a.m. where I just came from.
Yeah, there's a difference. I'm sure a lot of people can relate that have traveled.
And that was one of the reasons I was saying that I couldn't call because of the time.
Right. I know that.
And when I got the Wi-Fi that we planned on calling, because we downloaded the thing, we can do Wi-Fi. Well, then I didn't have Wi-Fi when the hours that you were.
So
it's just...
It's fine.
Fine. You don't want to talk to me.
No, I understand when you're traveling in other countries. I don't know. Maybe we should outline topics that we are going to talk about.
On the phone or for this podcast?
No, in person.
We probably should have outlined topics for this podcast.
Are we out of control?
Because we're out of time and control.
Is this even going to be posted? Are you going
to
post it?
Yeah, I got to.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry if I bored everyone.
No, it was fine. You got your all little shit spoon going. It was all...
Like what?
Little spoon. It was all stirred up.
What does that mean?
Huh? We don't talk. We don't. We do. It's flaky and light and fishy and.
Woo, Miley!
I think I'm just gonna let you have a cocktail and relax. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.